Football at Grambling State University in northern Louisiana is a mess. Once the Grambling Tigers were the gold standard among historically black colleges. For more than 50 years, the team's coach was the legendary Eddie Robinson. He sent dozens of players to the NFL, including four Hall of Famers. Robinson also won a then NCAA record of 408 games. Well, now Robinson is long gone. The team is winless this year. The facilities are crumbling, and the players staged an open revolt. On Saturday, the football team refused to travel, forcing Grambling to forfeit a game against Jackson State. So what's happened to Grambling? For that, we go to George Dorman, who went to Grambling for a story for Sports Illustrated. George, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And first, let's talk about this boycott. Why did the football team refuse to travel?
Yeah, the breaking point was 2 weekends ago, they went to a game in Indianapolis, and they're playing Alcorn State, which flew to the game. But Grambling had bused to the game. It was a 16-hour bus ride. And they got, you know, hammered 48-0. And the players said flatly that it really affected their performance. So this was really a breaking point, this hellish trip that they had to take. They had been feeling like the administration had not been supporting them financially, that the conditions in which they were playing were not adequate. So it just sort of boiled over, and they walked out in a meeting with administrators, then they skipped a practice, and ultimately they refused to play the game.
You were talking about the facilities being inadequate. You were down there. How bad are they?
They're pretty bad. You know, you walk into their weight room, and there are big rubber tiles missing where guys could trip while lifting weights, or the padding on the weight benches is all torn up. And, you know, there's ceiling tiles missing and insulation coming through, rust on the windows. I mean, it really is dilapidated.
Well, part of what you lay out in your story, George, is that state funding, this is a state university, state funding has been slashed dramatically. So it's not just the football program or the athletic program. All across the university, they have to make huge cuts.
Yeah, I think it's difficult for players to understand that they're not being picked on. This is a university-wide issue. Grambling state funding has been cut over 50% the last few years, and it means that, you know, teachers have had to teach extra classes. They've laid off, I think, over 120 people. And for years, they exempted athletics from the cut. But then these last 2 years, there's just been no choice, and that's what the players are feeling now.
Has anybody you've talked to raised what would be unthinkable for most schools, but, you know, football programs are hugely expensive. Has anybody said, you know, this is a school that just cannot afford to have a football team anymore?
That's a really great question, and I brought this up with Dr. Pove, their president. Everybody there, including him, sort of said, I could never imagine Grambling without football. But the reality is that unless they find new revenue streams, they should maybe start thinking about the possibility of Grambling without football.
So what happens now? Is the team boycott ongoing, or are they going to play?
No, the players, they came out today and said that the boycott is over and they're going to finish the season, that they feel like their statement has been made and the school has announced that there's going to be some improvements made, not really specific as to what those improvements are going to be. But for right now, the two sides are coming together and they're going to try to finish the season.
George Dorman is senior writer with Sports Illustrated. George, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.